This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Distorted bad guys, and of course, again, as usual, friends, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, folks, I got a lot to cover today. We got some crazy things happening. Do you remember the Tanzanian president who's actually exposing COVID-19 for what it was and what it is? Some time ago, I did an article on him. I played the audio for you. I played the video for you as to how he was calling this whole COVID-19 a scam and that his people would not be guinea pigs in his prospective country in Tanzania. Do you remember this guy? Well, we're going to be talking about him in just a couple of minutes, friends, because somehow or another, he disappeared for 2 weeks. He disappeared. How does the president disappear for 2 weeks? Well, I guess what you do is you just basically defy the globalists for who they are and what they are and say, we're not doing that here, and that's how you disappear. Well, what's interesting, friends, is not only did it disappear for refusing vaccinations concerning mandatory vaccinations of his people in Tanzania, but, folks, he shows up dead. Now, folks, we're in some serious times. And it's time for the American people to understand what's going on globally, because other countries have. They've been ahead of the curve long ago concerning this pandemic, which is taking place, which is coming out of the United States of America on a global scale. France has stood up again. Germany has stood up again. Australia has stood up again. Friends, the UK is standing up. They're doing their best in defying government tyranny concerning COVID-19 and this whole pandemic. When are the American people going to figure out what foreigners have already figured out long ago? Well, again, friends, we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Now, before we get to that, I want you to go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I want you to see who it is that we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we're doing again. As a matter of fact, we're going to be in Hastings, Michigan tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. Hastings, Michigan, tonight. We're out here doing what we're commanded to do out of gratitude towards God for what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. Find that in Luke 19:10. Put that up against John 3:16. You'll understand what I'm talking about. We are out here, friends, doing what we're commanded to do because we believe that we can win the day. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go ahead and search that site. Go ahead and search, friends, the letters of commendation from others that we didn't ask for, unsolicited, that came to us. The Bible says we're supposed to find our faith not in the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. 1 Corinthians 2:5. Yeah. darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance, and then put that up against Acts 20, verse 21, when you get a moment. Because this is what we're doing. This is what we've always done, from high schools to colleges to tea parties to churches to television to radio to prison, friends. Wherever the doors open, we go through them by the grace of God. And we go not without a witness, rest assured. So we're going to be in Hastings, Michigan tonight. Again, if you want to check out who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, folks, I'm telling you what, it's getting stacked up really quick because people are beginning to understand they better do something. Well, they have the time to do it. You can go ahead and give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And what you'll find is 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies that are being fed to you 24-7 to the mainstream media and their useful idiots. CIA-controlled journalists is what they are on a global scale, which are owned by six corporations. Wake up, Americans. You'll also find over on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, you'll find a social media platform. Go ahead and click onto it, both for the morning show and the afternoon show. When you click onto it, you can join us on live chat. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, top left. Go ahead and click onto it. You can watch the live feed. Join us on social media platforms and join us on top chat. If at any time you want to call in, you can. We're live out of Michigan today. We're going to be preaching today here. We're going to be preaching tomorrow here. Then on Saturday, we're driving 7 hours. We're going to Ohio. We're preaching there Sunday. And then on Tuesday, we're going to be live with Alan Keyes, former ambassador to that of foreign countries out of the United States under Reagan's administration, Alan Keyes. Then we will be in Knoxville, and then we will be in Spring Hill, Tennessee. And then we've got stuff to do in Minnesota and in the Midwest as well. Again, because we believe that we can win the day. There is no gloom and doom here, friends. If you're sick and tired of the bad news, then get busy. Start bringing the good news. Because the Lord told us that the fruit is good. We have to grab the fruit, show people how it's done, lead the way as we follow the Christ. And when we do that, friends, guess what? We bring back the fruit and we show the others it can be done, regardless of the professed Christians, the hypocrites in America today, and the conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, and the said patriots, friends, who are standing back hoping for their favorite politician to do for them what they failed to do for themselves. That's what we're doing. We're leading here. We're leading the way. Again, if you want to book us at any time, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to call in live while we're here in Michigan, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's a whole lot of that going on in America today. Friends, the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. The history of the church is your backs are up against the wall, and look what happens. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob intervenes on the behalf of his son, Jesus Christ, to do for the church what it is willing to do for itself. And yes, you heard me right. Now, friends, I'm going to tee this up for the next segment because I'm going to hit a couple topics before we actually get to the main topic here. And it's interesting what we're seeing with these politicians. Again, I did an article some time ago, do as I unconstitutionally say, but do not as I hypocritically criminally do, as more corrupt politicians are playing political theater and they're being caught doing it. Well, friends.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I want you to see some things real quick here, friends, especially those that are on social media platforms right now. It's interesting how John Kerry is now caught without a mask on. Friends, when are you going to figure out that this is nothing short of political theater? And yet we've been told over and over and over again, as they are being caught, if it's not a mayor, it's a governor. If it's not a governor, it's a representative. If it's not a representative, then it is a signer in Michigan. Talking about political theater, last week we played a prime minister from Australia, I believe, who was talking about the propaganda that's being pushed out on the people in her prospective country. She blurted the truth out and told you the confusion. Well, friends, here we go again. They're telling on themselves every step of the way. They are saying to you and me, the biggest losers on the planet who have come to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, just like their father, are now somehow in a position to propagandize you into believing that they are your leaders. They are not our leaders. Article 6, Section 2, under God, is our leader. It's the supremacy clause found in the U.S. Constitution. Do you remember when the Austin mayor was vacationing in Cabo when he said residents need to stay home? You guys all remember that? Yeah. He was from Texas, that mayor was. Do you remember the mayor from Denver when he told everybody to sacrifice Thanksgiving with their families and just stay home and be safe? You guys all remember that? And then literally 36 minutes later, he was found at the airport flying to Mississippi to have Thanksgiving with his family. You guys all remember this? Because I remember all of it. Matter of fact, I'm showing some of my social media platform friends right now pictures of these said individuals. And do you remember when the governor steps all over himself for not wearing his mask and for social gathering? You remember this? And then he was found at a French restaurant in the upper echelon gathering with all of his friends. Do you remember all this? Right? Yeah. I mean, folks, we played the audio. We played the video for you. What is it that Americans, that you don't understand, that foreigners do understand as to what's taking place here? Your politicians are saying, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Again, let me reiterate the point of these good judges, Judges 216, that are coming into play all over the country, that are educating the American people to the fact that what these governors and these mayors are doing is completely unconstitutional, therefore rendering nullification. It is nugatory, null and void. But the American people, they just keep going on. They just keep going on to their own demise, garnering more trouble to come to their front door, which is exactly what is happening. And this isn't happening just in America, friends. This is happening on a global scale. Pretty crazy stuff going on, isn't it, friends? But here now we have John Kerry taking his mask off in first class. First class, friends, has a picture of himself without a mask on. Aren't they telling you the truth of this pandemic? Of course they are. It's all a plandemic, period. As I've said before, and I say again, these people know how to tell the truth better than most know how to, these people know how to lie better than the American people know how to tell the truth. And no wonder why they are now putting themselves in the position of being your leaders, because you're so easily led like a bunch of sheepless individuals that don't deserve the freedoms in which you have today. And don't sit there and tell me about how this is a hateful message. No, love tells the truth. It makes men free, John 8:32. But you have to take heed of the truth and respond to it. The American people have been conditioned to do nothing more than to complain about what they themselves have subjected themselves to. And that's why we're in trouble today. If you want to call in at any time and you want to set me straight, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, friends, speaking of this whole pandemic, I had shared with you in passing before we had a guest on throughout the duration of the show yesterday that the Israeli vaccine holocaust just got worse. They're now told that they can have their freedoms back only if they take the vaccine. Friends, did you hear during the break, because I caught it, did you hear the propagandists dropping their lines on you in passing throughout their commercials? Talking about now, if you don't wear the mask, you can get a fine. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Do you remember when this all started out as, you know what, you don't need a mask? And it went from, you don't need a mask to just wear it for 2 weeks and now a year and what? The American people have been under attack, the U.S. Constitution and their God-given rights. And now what are they doing? They keep kicking the goalposts back further and further and further. And again, let me remind you why they're doing that. They're doing that because they're encouraged by all of the sheeple that don't know their left hand from their right hand, that are just going along concerning this pretended authority through the CDC, Bill Gates, and Anthony Fauci. Okay? That's what's happening. But I want to show you what this is all coming to, because this is exactly what it's coming to. Okay? You now have governments in Israel offering people back their freedoms only if they take the vaccination. I want to get something out of the way really quick because it's important for people to understand this. The unlearned in scripture have in their minds that Israel, geographically, you know, the country, is the chosen of God, not understanding that Israel are the children of God. Christians are Israel. It's not the geographic land and country that he's talking about. For some reason or another, people believe that we must stand with Israel at all costs, regardless of what they do, because, again, they are the chosen of God. But, friends, I can't find that in Scripture. I can't find it in Scripture. Put that up against 25:1 of Deuteronomy. Let me ask you a question. Do the chosen of God advocate the very things that God does on so many levels, clearly condemn? Absolutely not. Are they the children of God who advocate what the Lord clearly condemns, like homosexuality and abortion, like Benjamin Netanyahu has? Right? Oh, I never thought about that. You know, I just keep hearing my pastor, who's not even supposed to be leading the church, tell me about how we're supposed to pray for the peace of Israel, and these are chosen, and look at Benjamin Netanyahu, this prime minister, he is just second to none. He is God's man. He is God's chosen. Have you taken the time to see the fruit of Benjamin Netanyahu? They've been advocating what God clearly condemns in that country far before the American people have. But somehow or another, the professed Christians in this country think that he is God's chosen man. Well, if you want to put it into perspective as to what John Calvin said, when he said when God means to judge a wicked nation, he appoints wicked rulers, then you're right. You're right, because God's either blessing a people and a nation or he's cursing a people and a nation. But that's up to us, right? Read Deuteronomy 28:63. You'll understand clearly to what I'm again saying here. This then leads us to understand in distinction those that are his and those that are not his. Read 1 John 3:7, and you will understand. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. If they do not righteousness, they don't belong to God. Friends, how is it that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is God's chosen man? How is it that you've been educated to believe that when they're talking about, you know, pray for the peace of Israel and in the geographic nation of Israel, for some reason or another, no matter what they do, God's eye is always on it and his favor is always on it and God's blessings are always on it? What Bible are people reading? Who are you listening to? I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is nothing more. Look at me and listen carefully. Benjamin Netanyahu is nothing more than another puppet on the global stage. He's hailed by the American people as one of God's men. But if you look at his fruit, the way that we're to judge men in Matthew 7:16, we can clearly see that's not the case. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, the hot topic of today is this again, vaccination. And once again, you are not being told the truth of the matter by the mainstream media when they tell you that only 25% of the Israelis refused the vaccination. The real numbers are 75% of the Israelis are the ones that are calling it the vaccine holocaust. And those 75% of the Israelis are, in fact, the very ones that are refusing to take the vaccination. But oh, wait a second, friends. This is all happening under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, God's man. If you take it a step forward in much more devious direction, the people of Israel are now being offered their freedoms back only if they comply with the government, what just exposed them for who it is that they are, as I just did. When I come back, friends, I want to listen to this that was just written, and I believe it was in the Washington Times, and I want to understand how good of a man Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is. Let's judge him by just the way Scripture tells us to, and tell me, folks, that Israel at the point of any pig.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Some of the nation's top health experts are testifying before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Republican Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky on wearing masks.
What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You have a vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they're wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for three more years and you got to wear a mask forever.
Congress voting later on Thursday on two major pieces of immigration legislation. The bill's likely to pass in the House, but it's unsure if they'll find favor in the Senate. USA Radio News. One attorney general is suing the Biden administration over the stimulus package.
Ohio's attorney general is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block the tax mandate in the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of funds for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying that the mandate forces states to either accept the stimulus funds or keep their sovereign authority to reduce taxes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And along those same lines, 21 states filed a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration for canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. In explaining the lawsuit, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson said the power to regulate foreign and interstate commerce belongs to Congress, not the president. This is another example of Joe Biden overstepping his constitutional role to the demerit of Montanans. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Time, please do. I noticed the grown-ups over on live chat, top chat there. I'll tell you what, they got a lot to say, and I wish you'd get online and tell 140 cities as to what you have to say, because to be quite frank with you, people are sick and tired of your biblical illiteracy, okay? And the fact of the matter is you want to sit there and chase your favorite men and give yourself over to the curse, and what's sad about it is you want everybody else to follow and pursue. You want to call in at any time, I'm here. Talk to me. Don't talk around me, okay? That's not what you're supposed to do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the social media platform, subscribe. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. Go ahead and jump on that social media platform as well and subscribe. And again, if you want to call in, please do. I'm here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the Israeli vaccine holocaust, how it just got worse. And I wanted to set the record straight on a couple issues concerning that of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. How are the American people looking at this guy in a favorable light? Oh, my goodness, friends, look at the things that that country has advocated in disobedience to the God they say they claim to serve. Give me a break. Read 1 John 3:7 when you get a moment. Listen, I can see some of you top chat people. 1-866-582-9933. Just this last week, we've seen Benjamin Netanyahu receiving his Pfizer vaccine. Well, at least so they say. It's absolutely amazing to me as to how these global leaders friends are getting up in front of the people on TV and allegedly taking the shot. Why would they have to do that, friends? We don't need to copy you. If we're sick, we know where to go. And I can tell you right now, it's certainly not your direction. Netanyahu is a globalist, friends. Nothing more and nothing less. And the fact of the matter is, he takes a shot on in front of the world, and then he tells the people, in essence, friends, that his people will be the country that he'll set up as a bunch of guinea pigs to set the world safe. It is what he said. Matter of fact, let me just do this. I want to give you the exact words as to what he had said, because it's important that you hear his tone, his verbiage, okay? I have it right in front of me right now. Israel's prime minister has openly admitted that Israel and Israeli people are the world's laboratory for this experimental treatment. Notice the word, friends, experimental treatment. Again, let me say it again. Israel's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has openly admitted that the Israeli people are the world's laboratory for the experimental treatment. Does that sound like a guy? Folks, in other words, we'll go ahead and test it on them first. Does that sound like God's man? Does that sound like a guy that cares about his people? Or does it sound like a man that's sold out, showing his allegiance concerning his global pals who are all going to end up in the same place that he's going to end up if they need or if they don't repent? Read Isaiah 28, verse 18 when you get a moment. Now, let me get to this really quick. During the last segment, I brought up the fact that I believe it was the Washington Post or the Washington Examiner that actually reported this. I cross-checked that in the meantime. It was actually the New York Times. Okay, I want you to listen to what's going on under Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay. Keep in mind, the professed Christians praise this man, okay, which only brings a curse, and you're going to understand why, just like they did Donald Trump and his administration, okay, who sold him out, exactly what he did. But then again, the Bible says, blessed are those that trust in the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Now listen carefully. This is what the New York Times reported. New government and business initiatives are moving in the direction of a two-tier system for the vaccinated and unvaccinated, raising legal, moral, and ethical responses and questions. Bat Yam, Israel. Israel has raced ahead with the fastest COVID vaccine campaign in the world, inoculating nearly half its population, that's not true, with at least one dose. Now the rapid rollout is turning the country into a live laboratory for setting the rules in a vaccinated society, raising thorny questions about rights, obligations, and the greater good. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet, listen to the man of God, saith the church, voted this week to open shopping malls and museums to the public, subject to social distancing rules and mandatory masks. Just like Bill Gates said, for the first time in many months, gyms, culture, and sports events, hotels, and swimming pools will also reopen, but only for some. Are you starting to understand why they call it in Israel, friends, the vaccine holocaust? Remember back in the 30s under Adolf Hitler that they had to have their papers, and then they had to have a star on their shoulder, and then there was massive genocide? Oh! Here we go again, history repeating itself because people on a global basis have failed to learn from history. The article goes on. This is important that you hear this because it will roll out in America if it is not stopped now in Israel under a new green badge system that functions as both a carrot and a stick. The government is making leisure activities accessible only to people who are fully vaccinated or recovered starting Sunday. Do you see what's happening, friends? They're being corralled into a new system. Do what we say, and then you can have it back. Do what we say, and then you can have it back. I want to remind people, my rights did not come from tyrants. They came from God. Okay? I'm not going to ask a tyrant for privileges that God has already given unto me when I'm doing the right thing. The report goes on, Israel is one of the first countries grappling in real time with a host of legal, moral, and ethical questions as it tries to balance the steps towards resuming public life with the sensitive issues such as public safety, discrimination, free choice, and privacy. Friends, isn't that the pill in the jam? Isn't that what it's always been about? Because that's exactly what we said it was going to be about. The government stepping into play, mandating vaccinations under Benjamin Netanyahu, with the offer to give them their freedoms back if they take what they call this vaccine within their bodies, they get a green card, and then they can go ahead back to normal life. That, of course, is if one of the 400 adverse side effects or death doesn't take its toll first. Because that's exactly what we're seeing, and this is exactly what the mainstream media continuously censors. In America, to the 53 countries listening to me, this is why big tech companies are so busy trying to censor free speech, because they don't want you to see the crimes that they themselves are guilty of committing. And it's exactly what's happening in Israel right now under Benjamin Netanyahu. And the fact of the matter is, for all of you professed Christians that have been told by your pastor, who has no business leading the church, that somehow this is God's man, you better put that into perspective scripturally, friends, because it's not in a state of blessedness. I can guarantee you that. Furthermore, you don't have to listen to me. Just listen to Benjamin Netanyahu. Look what he's doing to his people over there, friends. Pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? Yeah. Line upon line, precept upon precept, before we get to our main topic here, friends. Did you see just last week on Fox News, they had some liberal whack on Tucker Carlson's program who admitted to the fact that free speech is under attack in a major way? You all remember what George Washington said, right? If free speech is ever taken away, you're going to be like sheep led to the slaughter. What's happening, friends? They're censoring all opposition to the pandemic. They're censoring any narrative that is in stark contrast to their lying narrative. We have doctors that are telling us this is mass genocide. We have scientists that used to work with Bill Gates that is predicting mass genocide. And again, if the American people in the 53 countries that are listening to me even now would simply consider the source as to who's trying to sell you the vaccination, we can stop all of this right now, because you're going to be as angry about what's going on in this country or in your country as much as I am. And I want to ask you the question, if you're not angry, why aren't you angry? I want to make one more point. Breitbart just reported this morning that large migrant groups continue crossing border into Texas. Folks, do you realize that those that you call Democrats, again, an unconstitutional party affiliate, nowhere to be found in the U.S. Constitution, read Article 4, Section 4, if they had the support that they wanted you to believe that they had, then why is it that they need the illegals coming into America? I watched videos yesterday, friends, of our government going to the borders and picking up thousands upon thousands of these people, bringing them into America. And guess who's selling you out, just like Judas sold out Jesus Christ? Luke 22:48. Catholic Charities, Lutheran Social Services, the professed church. Now, friends, I love strangers. I honestly do. The Lord loves strangers. We're to love strangers. We're to take care of them. But, friends, here's the bottom line. If they assimilate, if they follow the rule of law, Breitbart reported large migrant groups continue crossing border into Texas. Guess how many people came in this in the last 2 weeks, friends? 24,000 illegals. In other words, friends, they're handing your country off to a foreign people. In Deuteronomy 28:43, let's get this straight, America. Let's get it straight. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-5833. We're to get the right one. Sons of Liberty.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It starts at 6 p.m. I would love to meet you. I would love to meet you. If you hate me, that's okay too, man. This is what I'm doing here. I'm trying to show you the truth of the matter. And I think once you get to know the truth of the matter, you're going to love the Lord. Well, yet you're hated by the world. But that's just a part of the plan. That's a part of what's promised. And we're going to keep loving on you regardless if you want to be loved on or not, because we believe that if we come together under God, we can do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying, right? Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Well, he is. He's kicking the hell out, and he's getting the heaven in by the power of the Holy Ghost. Cool? Amen. Okay, so let's get over to the main topic here. And by the way, if you want to call in, please do. Seen a couple calls come in. A matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and take Dan really quick. Dan from Ohio, welcome to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. What say you, my friend?
Hey, great show. Hey, real quick. Hey, you know, this whole dispensationalist movement, so many people with the secret preacher of rapture, they just have a gloom and doom feel like, well, it's the end. I can't do anything. And, you know, I just feel like this whole dispensational movement, how you're talking about with Netanyahu, these people worship Israel than more than they do Jesus Christ.
Oh, no
and,
doubt.
You,
no
you
doubt.
Just, you,
by the way,
you know, you will be ridiculed for what, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, Dan, it's not what they can't do. It's what they don't want to do. And as a matter of fact, I just wrote an article this morning about how I am constantly being inundated by these gloom and doomers, and the majority of it coming from the generation of the 1960s and the 70s. Well, that generation, 60 and 70 and 80 years old today, they offer nothing to the younger generation but hopelessness. And I'm just asking the question, where's that in Scripture? You can't find it.
Right. That's pretty much all I wanted to hit on. It's just that whole gloom and doom, and I'm going to be raptured up. There's no reason for me to do anything. That's dangerous theology, and it's not real.
Oh, it is.
Bradley, thanks
for
the show.
You know what's interesting, Dan? Probably on any given day throughout the week, we probably have about 50,000 people watching. And I see on the live feeds all the comments that are being made contrary to Scripture. And they're trying to pull people away from the Word of God. And that's why I continuously open the lines up to these dispensationalists, call in and scripturally prove what I'm telling the people that I'm wrong about. But they don't. They just want to keep name calling. And these are the same people, by the way, that want to be raptured from responsibility. And what they don't realize is they're hastening to the judgment seat of God, where they're going to answer for all the things that they left off in disobedience towards Him. So I appreciate the phone call, Dan. Well, my friend from Ohio. By the way, Dan, I am going to be in Ohio, in Warsaw, Ohio, on Sunday. So if you're in the area, I would love to meet you. I've had you call in several times. So if you'd take the time and meet me over in Warsaw sometime, we'll be preaching there this up-and-coming Sunday in Ohio. We're in Hastings, Michigan tonight at 6 o'clock, and then we're going to be in Novi, I believe it's called, tomorrow. And we're expecting a packed house tomorrow night. I'm actually anticipating that, as do I expect one tonight. So, again, if you're in the area, please do come. If you're in Tennessee, make plans to come and meet us in Knoxville. We'll be preaching there. We'll be doing some in-studio events with Alan Pease on Tuesday in Pigeon Forge. And we'll also be in Spring Hill at my friend Brandon Taylor's place on different occasions. So, and we have the representatives coming. We have the police coming. We have sheriffs coming. We have city commissioners coming. Folks, this is how we do it. We got to come together. And I'm telling you what, there's an anointing what I'm telling you right now. We need to come together because it's not over, period. It's not over. I had a guy call in last week, and he asked me a question. I said, well, I'm going to give you the same answer that I always give. Folks, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. My goodness. If it was all over with, we wouldn't be in the position of still having the freedom to right the wrong. And this is exactly the same position that our forefathers were in when they took a step of faith and they took a leap of into the darkness and they won the day. 245 years later, here we are. Now, I know that there's a lot of believers out there that just don't believe, but that's your problem. You need to get saved. You need to repent. You need to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Okay? You know, reason is the greatest enemy to faith. Either we're believers and we believe the whole counsel of God from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, or we don't. I do. I'm a fool for Christ. And he hasn't failed this fool one time, let me tell you. And I praise God for him in Jesus' name. Tanzanian president who is skeptical of Western vaccines, dead after missing for 2 weeks. Now, I just got one question for you before we start. Going down this line upon line, precept upon precept. How does a president of a country disappear for 2 weeks? And why would a president of a country disappear for 2 weeks? Okay, everybody listening to the undertone here, the message that speaks loud and clear, we don't care who you are. If you refuse what we tell you to do, this is what's going to happen to you. Well, we wouldn't have the freedom that we have today if it wasn't for someone sacrificing themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give us the freedom that we have. What a terrible place to put yourself, bad guys. Oh, my goodness. Your life is but a vapor, man. It's almost over, regardless of what your threats are. All politics aimed at Christians ends in self-destruction. Look at the history of the world, bad guys. Bad guys, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That includes you. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. You're not going to be able to bribe God. It's just not going to work. You say you don't believe. It doesn't matter if you believe. Your father believes. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. Repent, bad guys, for your time is drawing nigh. You're not promised tomorrow. And again, as I like to say, friends, there is no such thing as luggage racks on top of a hearse now, is there? Nope. There sure isn't. There sure isn't. Folks, the Tanzanian president, John Magufuli, has died after being missing for more than 2 weeks. I want to tell you why. The president's death was announced today by the country's vice president, who said the president died of heart failure. Friends, he was 61 years old. Pretty young, wasn't he? The Bible says in Psalm 90, Moses wrote that. Psalm, by the way. You got 70 years promised to you, 80 in strength, and he's talking about the righteous, not the unrighteous. About 2 weeks ago, Health Impact News published an article that was written by Rashima Bharpaya of the Vaccine Reaction, reporting that both President John Magufuli and his health minister, Dorothy Gwanmia, had announced that their country has no plans in place to recommend widespread use of COVID-19 vaccines in Africa or in the African country. See, that Africa is a place that many of these vaccinations are tested on, the African people. There's mass genocide going on over there. And by the way, Bill Gates is behind much of this, just for the record. So for John Magufuli to actually stand up, the president of the Tanzanians, and says we're not going to allow our people to be used as guinea pigs, we're not going to widespread recommend COVID-19 vaccinations, well, guess what? Not only that, but this president, if you remember right, also came out and it went worldwide where he was literally exposing the globalists for who they were concerning this whole COVID-19 pandemic. What are you talking about? Do you remember that this president came out and said that we took oil and we send it in to be tested? Do you remember that he took pawpaw, he took fruit from his country, the Tanzanian president did? And he sent it into the laboratories to be tested to see if it was positive for COVID-19. Do you remember how they used animals and they sent in the tests? And do you remember how they came back positive? And do you remember when the president of Tanzania came out and started to laugh at what the American people are submitting themselves to because the COVID-19 tests were coming back as positive and they weren't even being tested on human beings? And it was oil and it was fruit and it was goat? Do you understand? Which only lines itself up with what took place in Florida. Remember the 333 friends, the labs that took tests on people to see if they were COVID-19 positive? And every single one of the 333 labs in Florida alone came back as 100% positive. Why? Because they need to manufacture statistics. So that's why I say, friends, and I do say, that you go ahead and take the test, the COVID-19 test. You heard during the break 2 segments ago that if you don't take it, they're looking to begin to fine people. Do you see how far this is going? Then it's going to get to the point that if you don't, and you're subjecting yourself.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.